96.1 KLPX, Beth Simmons. Ann Wilson's doing double tour duty this year, touring with the Anna Wilson Thing and Hearts. Both are coming to Arizona. So, Ann, are you there?
Hi.
Thank you so much for calling in today. Everyone's really excited for the Ann Wilson Thing to be at the Rialto Theater April 18th. What made you decide to form the Ann Wilson Thing when you have so much going on with Heart? You guys are always on the road. You're creating new music all the time. What really gave you that idea to go after this side project?
Actually, the idea came from my husband, who I married a year ago. When he came into my life and began to check my life out from a close-in viewpoint, he just said, you know, like, Heart is really great and it's really big and huge. You're a muscular singer and everything, but what would it be like if you did something that was more intimate and small and that had a different nature to it? So I got to thinking about that, and I thought, what would that be like if I was in small places again, like at the very beginning? And I could see the whites of people's eyes, and we were doing all songs with a message that speak out. It's turning out really great. People react like they're in a gospel church or something. They answer back, they yell out. It allows me to go out and stretch out in a different way and then come back to Heart more refreshed.
And I know this is completely separate from Heart, and you don't play Heart songs at these shows, but do you ever have that occasional person to scream out in the background, please play Magic Man or Barracuda? And if so, what do you usually do at that point?
So far, we've done about 2 weeks worth of shows solid, like 10 or 15 shows. And I've only had that happen once. And what I did was I said, well, you know, this isn't Heart, and I'm sorry, but we're not going to do that. You know, we're going to do this. And the people were cool with it. They were all right with it. When they come see the Ann Wilson Thing, they understand that they're not going to hear Heart music.
I know that you want to keep the Ann Wilson Thing completely separate from Heart, but did that stop you from asking your sister Nancy to join the band, or did you ask her to join?
I asked her when we were first trying to come up with the theory behind it. Before it was named the Ann Wilson Thing, I thought it would be really fun to go out and do something acoustic and kind of balance out Heart in some way. And she has a whole other musical life going. She does scoring, and she has two teenage sons that she wants to be around. You know, they haven't graduated from high school yet, and she didn't want to do more traveling. She wanted to do Heart and then be able to go home to L.A. and have that time.
Now, with a lot of these intimate settings, performers such as Peter Frampton have come out to the audience saying, hey, you know, it's a small setting. If I see your cell phones out, you know, I'm going to tell you to put it away and I'll have an usher you out of the venue. How do you feel about people taking out their cell phones during your performance?
Well, I'm kind of used to that, you know, because with Heart, even in the really big places, you look down at the house and where there used to be lit matches, now there are cell phones. I mean, people are just always on their cell phones, and they're coming up and taking selfies with you in the background and stuff like that. And at first, it was kind of insulting. You just have to realize that it is 2016, and this is how things are now. It's not meant to be an insult. People are just always connected with the world. I think it's just a little bit heavy to say that you're going to kick somebody out of a show for using their cell phone. Like, I know Peter Frampton, I love him, but I don't have to agree with everything.
So in 2012, you sang Stairway to Heaven at the Kennedy Center Honors, and you sounded phenomenal. And a lot of our listeners like your version of Stairway to Heaven better than the original. Now, with that being said, people have been, you know, throwing out ideas lately of who could possibly be an AC/DC replacement for Brian Johnson. And your name came up. Would you ever consider possibly joining AC/DC and fronting that band if they offered it to you?
Wow, I never thought of that. Gee, I don't know. I don't think that my voice is right for AC/DC. Myself, but that would be incredibly flattering. I don't know. I'd have to really give that some deep thought.
This year, there's a lot of farewell tours going on. Would you ever consider doing a farewell tour, or do you think that'll never come to pass with you?
I think farewell tours are kind of silly. I've never seen one yet that really made good on its promise to be a farewell tour. people usually do, you know, a farewell tour, and then a couple of years pass, and they're really bored at home. And they might need money or something, or, you know, whatever tiredness they had goes away, and they just go, well, hey, that was kind of a good situation. Let's go back out and do farewell tour number two. No, I don't see that in Heart's future. If and when we ever stop touring, we're not going to make a big issue out of it. We'll just fail off.
So you guys posted a snippet recently of your new album, well, your new album with Heart, and you didn't really say when it's coming out. Do you have any details you'd like to share with us about it?
Yeah, right now it's planned to come out June 17th. It's called Beautiful Broken, and It's really sounding good. It's some new original material, some re-records of super old things that we were never satisfied with the recordings of. So these older songs have really come to life in an incredibly powerful way.
A lot of people say the music industry is a man's world. When you were first starting out, did you ever feel like you were treated any differently than, you know, men in the industry, or no?
Yes, especially back then. It was completely a man's world. And if you were a woman, you had to be either a disco diva or a folk singer back in those days, in the 70s. But I think that over all the years, women have come in and they've just been really pushy and uppity, and they've changed that. Now there are so many women doing it who are smart and aggressive, talented. They can't be denied. Now it's a lot more balanced and equal. All we really want as women is just to be equal.
Now, in your off time away from the road, what do you do? Do you ever go out to see a show where your home is, or do you just stay in and turn on the TV to relax?
Well, my husband and I are constantly moving. We have a bus that we own, and that's where we live. And so we're nomads. So yeah, we do go get out and see things quite often. We don't watch TV at all. We just have our computers. So we watch things online. We watch Netflix sometimes to relax. But we're pretty out of touch with network TV or even series things unless they're on Netflix. We do go out and see shows quite a bit, but mostly we give shows.
I know you're a big fan of Robert Plant and the rest of Zeppelin. When you were at the Kennedy Center Honors, did you ever ask Robert or Jimmy, hey, guys, do you think you'll ever reunite again? Or did you just, you know, not even touch on that question?
I didn't touch on the question because I know that neither of those guys want to go out and become a caricature of Led Zeppelin. They always want to push forward, too. They are really sensitive about leaving Zeppelin just as it was. In fact, when John Bonham died way back when, they didn't want to move on after that as Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. They thought, well, okay, that was that, you know, let's just leave it perfect. And I think that's incredibly, it's got a lot of integrity.
Do you think a lot of bands should call it quits when a band member that's very influential within the band passes on? Do you think these bands should call it quits, or do you think they should continue on?
I think it depends on the band. A band like Pearl Jam, for instance, before they got Ed Vedder in the band, had a different singer, Andrew Woods. And when he passed on, they knew they wanted to continue. And they spent a year and a half searching for Ed. And when they finally found him, they knew him and hired him. And look what happened. I mean, that's when they hit the bullseye. But then a group like Led Zeppelin, whole different thing. Whole different animal. Every band is different.
Or even the Eagles, for instance.
Right, yeah.
With this show that you're doing at the Rialto, what types of songs are we going to hear?
You're going to hear new original songs. You're going to hear really cool cover songs, both, you know, pretty new and classic, that all have a message, that speak out. We don't do pop fluff or pop songs. We don't do heart songs. If you like to come and be, you know, intellectually challenged and emotionally challenged, this is the show for you, you know.
On our radio station, we're doing a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame weekend, and we're highlighting all the artists, including yourself, who are part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But is there a band or musician that's not part of it that you think should be recognized by the Hall?
Yeah, I don't think Pearl Jam's in yet. I don't think Alice in Chains is in yet. Those guys should definitely be in the Rock Hall, especially Alice in Chains, I think, because they're so rock. I mean, Pearl Jam is too, but of the two, I think Alice is so heavy, and they made a whole style that really emulated a lot. They were a life-changing expression for rock. I'd like to see them get in as soon as possible.
Thank you so much, Anne, for being part of the show today, and I can't wait to see you at the Rialto Theater April 18th.
Thank you so much.